That's what he knows how to do. He was also, I just found out, he also worked at North Texas with Coach Frank Wintrick as an assistant. His name, Kevin Heiberger. Kevin, we welcome you to ESPN 960. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Kevin, I've got the first question. It's very important, as you can tell, as our intro. Would you rather have a knee sleeve with or without copper in it?
You're ridiculous. Horrible, horrible question.
I think it's a valid question.
I would have, I would guess, no copper, right?
See? Copper. No, whatever you want. If you want copper, you can have copper. But, I don't know if you get into compression wear at all, Coach. But if you do need some compression wear, you can give me a holler at Ortho Pros of Utah. In my spare time, that's what I do.
I will, man. I will give you a call for sure.
Dude, tell us a little bit about yourself, Kevin. You've been in the business for a while. Tell us where you started and how you got to BYU.
Well, it started out when sorry about my voice. It's pretty hoarse right now from coaching the kids. I started out getting my received my marketing degree at University of Iowa in 2003, and at the time we were kind of in a recession. And I realized the only type of jobs I were getting or any offers was rural sales jobs in farming equipment. Mm-hmm. So I realized that's not what I want to do.
Sounds like a dream to me.
Well, it depends on if you like John Deere's or not. It depends on what type of tractor you like or if you like selling that stuff.
Yeah, and there's plenty of John Deere's in Iowa for sure. So I went back to school at Iowa State University, where I grew up in Ames, Iowa, and I received my undergraduate degree in exercise science. At that time, I was volunteering under a strength coach named Matt McGettigan and Chris Roof. Matt McGettigan is now the head strength coach at Air Force, and Chris Roof is now the director of sports performance at Baylor University. Mm-hmm. And two great, great resources. And to be honest, I didn't even realize I wanted to be in strength and conditioning. I just did it for volunteer work to find my area, find my niche. And I realized I really, really liked it after about 2 or 3 years. And I asked Coach Getty, what can I do to get into this field? And he said, well, you better get your master's. So ironically, McCarney was the head coach at the time. He resigned. And that kind of pushed my strength and conditioning path a little further back. So I started. I got a graduate assistantship working for the exercise science department, dealing with older population, dealing with exercise science. And I received my master's degree in 2009 in physiology and statistics. So what I did from there, I applied everywhere for strength and conditioning jobs and nothing was opening up still, based on who you know in this field. So I went down to University of South Florida, where I volunteered under Coach Frank Wintrick. Mm. And I didn't know who he was or anything. He said, we had the best internship program. I said, I'm in. And when I got there, he and I hit it off real well, worked really well together, coached together really well. And so he received the offer from Coach McCarney at North Texas, and he asked me to come with, and sure enough, I went with him. And we started up the program there for about, I think I worked there for about 8 months, and then opportunity at IMG opened up, and I took that opportunity and worked there for about 4 years, working under Lauren Seager, which it was funny, I didn't even know who Lauren was, and I think Lauren liked that because I didn't have any background in speed. I was a blank slate to him. So basically, whatever he said, I was like, okay, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. And so I developed a real, real good habits right off the bat. And he's a real good person to deal with and learn from. I learned a great deal with Coach. And Frank received the job at BYU, and he called me up, asked me if I'm interested. I said, you bet. You bet I'm interested. And so the chance and the tradition and the honor and the spirit of working here, it's a tremendous honor.
Kevin Heiberger, new assistant football performance coach at BYU, on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. On your resume, it says you assist and teach speed dynamics, all facets of programming and development of biomotor abilities for BYU's athletes. Explain that in layman's terms. Holy cow.
Okay, biomotor abilities are all trainable abilities for the human body, which are strength and power, speed and agility, neuromuscular coordination, flexibility, mobility. We have aerobic endurance or basically what we call work capacity. And there's a couple more, stability and balance. And so what we do is that we try to encompass all facets of fitness into our training, and that will help take care of any prehab exercises. Hopefully it will decrease injury rates just by ability to express those other means of training.
Coach, tell us, what did you know about BYU before you got here? I mean, Frank called you up and said, hey, I just got this new job over at Brigham Young University. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but did you know anything about BYU? And what was your experience rubbing shoulders with any people that had gone to BYU or coached or had relationships with BYU?
Well, I mean, obviously, they have a great tradition in football. And obviously, at the time, basketball was very, very successful, watching them playing in a tournament. Mm-hmm. They've always been known to me nationally as the quarterback U. I mean, you look at Jim McMahon, Steve Young, and among others, those are some great names. And we got a really great quarterback here. And so I think it's a place of great tradition, and I don't think people really look into it too deeply, but I think this place is a very, very special place to be at.
Kevin, tell us a little bit about why BYU brought you out here. It sounds like you have a very specific set of skills that they wanted to bring in. And tell us
you have a specific set of skills.
Thought about that right as it was coming out of my mouth. I didn't mean for it to be that way. But I guess it fits. But tell us a little bit about why they brought you out here.
Well, you know, I look at college football in general. I've worked at multiple places, and I know a lot of people at different areas. And the one thing that stands out to me is the lacking of speed development and really teaching a technique and actually doing true speed work. And so after talking to Coach Seagrave and just kind of getting together and talking about, this is when I was working at IMG, you know, what would you do, you know, during seasons and during off seasons and preseasons for football, and developed a really good thought process in training. And so I think my asset, Coach Frank, and I have always kept connected, and I would always send him research articles, and he would send me some stuff, and we'd talk back and forth, and we had really great ideas. And I think Frank had a chance to Coach Frank and Coach Mendenhall had a great chance to bring me in, and I jumped at it for sure.
I mean, you mentioned that around the country, maybe you don't see as many people focusing on these speed dynamics, this biomotor ability, and specific training. How do you think you're going to help these young men on the football field? I mean, are you being brought in specifically just for speed work? Is that all you're doing? Tell us on a day-to-day basis what you're doing with these young men.
Well, we not only is it just speed development, but we have to coach them, aggressively coach them in the weight room on technique, on how to lift weights correctly, give them great coaching cues, and always connecting with the kids. I think it's to me, strength and conditioning is much more than just weights. It's a lot of different facets. We're talking about the mental approach, discipline to the team, accountability, developing a certain habit of doing things correctly like an NFL player does that have to work at it. And if you ever work with NFL athletes, they are always professional about it, meaning, hey, I got to take care of my body. I got to put correct foods in my body to fuel my body, and I got to take care of myself sleep-wise and get enough sleep so I can do the correct things necessary for me to do my job. So I think we try to encompass all facets of training. We have a great nutritionist on staff. We have a great PT on staff. We have great athletic trainers on staff. And we all work together on trying to develop a really, really sound program.
Coming from where you've come from, I've just been reading your bio and looking at the people that you worked with at IMG Academy. And what's the biggest difference? I know you mentioned a few things there, but is you see the athletes who are professionals and you see the ones that are there at BYU, what's the biggest difference between the two? And what do you feel like you can bring the most to help these guys develop and to kind of bridging that gap?
Well, I think the best pro or most ready pro, because they weren't pros at the time I was working with them, but the most ready pro was probably Russell Wilson. And working with him, I've never seen anybody more dedicated to his craft. And, you know, I kind of sat back in awe and thought, you know what, this guy's going to be something special. Sure enough, the guy wins a Super Bowl. Every guy that has become very successful coming from IMG that we worked with for the NFL, the difference between the ones that were successful and the ones that were not was that professionality. It's a job. I got to take this as serious as possible, meaning I'm going to try to find all possible ways to improve my game. I think that was probably the biggest thing. And anything I try to tell kids from experience, like, listen, you think you have a certain level that you're hitting, you think you're doing it all right. No, there's a whole nother level that you're able to do, and try to put that confidence in the student athlete, making sure that they understand, you know, build some confidence in them that, yeah, I can do this. I can perform much, much higher standards.
I want to know about your speed philosophy on how to extract the most out of an athlete as far as top-end speed. Is it the posterior chain, the elasticity of the posterior chain? Is it core strength, you know, hip flexor, psoas? Explain a little bit about what you focus on and your speed philosophy and how you extract the most out of an athlete.
Well, it's kind of ironic because we were talking about that. I was talking about that with some of my kids today. A lot of people think you got to punch into the ground, but it's really how fast can I get my feet out of the ground and get it back down into the ground. So we're always trying to, basically training philosophy would be, how can I decrease 5/1000ths of a second on the ground and 5/1000ths of a second in the air, and that time will add up every step. So we look at, when we look at back from a combine standpoint, we look at, well, I think in the 40, we can drop your time roughly between 2 and 4/10ths of a second. Honestly, that's what we did at IMG. Some guys, Stephen Hill, he went from a 4.67, ran a 4.3 flat because he had the ability to do that. But most on average guys would drop about 2/10ths of a second. You know, you look at a 100-meter dash, you can drop almost a full second in a 100-meter dash, and so on and so forth as we go in greater distances. I think anything that we can do to get their hips coming forward or their thigh to go forward sooner, meaning we got to send the signal from the brain to the thigh, bring it forward as soon as we make contact, we're making headway with the guys, and they build confidence, and they're going to be ready to run a lot faster.
Kevin Heiberger, assistant strength and conditioning coach there, is focusing on speed at BYU. On with your Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. One last question for you, Kevin. We really appreciate you spending some time with us. As you've evaluated these young men at BYU, is there a specific weakness that you guys are trying to address right now to make them more athletic and give them more top-end speed?
I think a lot of things that we do, I think from a core strengthening standpoint, general strength standpoint, because we got to get our guys stronger, but we really focus on not only getting our posterior chain strong, glutes, hamstrings, and our back. We're also working on trying to get our anterior chain, our abdominals, our hip flexors involved a lot to be able to make sure the athletes all around just strong and ready to play the game.
Kevin, you're the man. Appreciate all you're doing down at BYU. Look forward to seeing you around campus and what you can do with these young men. Thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
There you have it. Kevin Heiberger, great interview. I get real excited about this stuff because for so long, Jan, I trained improperly. I just did. I think you can probably reiterate those same feelings, and you needed someone to kind of tell you how to do it and when to do it, how often you should do it. Kevin Heiberger, assistant football performance coach, specializing in speed, dynamics, and all facets of programming and development of biomotor abilities.